Well, hello, Audio Boo. It's Paul Hopkins, VIP advisor, and it's October the 1st, but October. Oh, 31 days of music, discovery, and wondrousness from people. And I'm going to show you hopefully a few songs that I've discovered this year and tell you a little about what I like about this year regards music.
Hey there, you shattered in a thousand pieces, weeping in the darkest night. Hey there, you trying to stand up on your own two feet and stumbling through the sky. When the lights go out and you're on your own, how you gonna make it through till the morning sun? Sing to the moon.
So that is an artist that some of you might have heard of, or she is an artist some of you may have heard of. That's Laura Mvulu. That's Laura M-V-U-L-A. So or Laura Mvulu, actually. That song is called Sing to the Moon. It's recorded live at Abbey Road with, I think, something like the Metropolitan Orchestra or something like that. If you search Sing to the Moon in iTunes or your preferred music provider, you will find it, I'm sure, as you will with all of these. I'll try and give you albums and stuff where I can, but I tend to buy artists and albums with funny names because I like Celtic music, I love world music, I love folk music, and I only knew of Laura Mvulu a couple of years ago, but this, I think, was recorded this year. And it's fantastic. What a lovely, optimistic song. I love songs with good lyrics and great quality recording, and recorded with passion. I just love the strings on this too. They're really cool. Here we go. So there is my first one. Makes my hair stand on end, that stuff, I have to say. And someone else who I've known for a little while but discovered something of his this year is a great artist, in my opinion, called Brian Kennedy, and very much an Irish thing that I love. I'll tell you more about Brian Kennedy, this album, and this song in a minute.
Here we go again, there's fireworks in the night. Sounds like some hurricane that's twisting full of light, and it streams across this window pane and echoes in these walls. Here we go again, the world is on its knees. No room for compromise, there's always someone else to please. Women whisper over counters while the men look at their feet. A northern star will bring us home. It's the only sky I've ever known. In this wounded town, in this down, this broken crown got swept below, lost in the undertow of push.
So that is Brian Kennedy. I'm very fortunate enough to have seen him live a couple of times in the past. He's done a lot of work with Van Morrison, but show very definitely has a career in his own right. That song, I think, was called Broken Crown. and it's from an album called Voices. I was kind of looking around one night, I couldn't sleep, but the love of money and anything, I just thought, well, look around and see what people are doing lately. And I put Brian Kennedy into the search in iTunes and came up with some stuff that I hadn't got before, so I was very, very pleased with that. So anyway, that's Broken Crown, is the song, and Brian Kennedy, the album is called Voices. Okay, but staying with an Irish connection, and a group that really does go back away. This planet.
From the shadows, the light of you flared. Then I walk the roads, I walk the road, and they brought me to the road.
Boss Chalk to play this stuff, and it's unfortunate because it's like you get the song names but you don't always get the album title, which would be very cool. And I haven't done it with the show notes thing here, but anyway, this is cool. This is Clan Ad, and I think they have been undertaking a major UK tour, possibly European world, I don't know, but they're very well known all over the world, really. Clan Ad, of course, we did the film soundtrack to Harry's Game, and then the Robin Hood with our album called The Legend, and then lots and lots of really, really good stuff coming out from the planet, both in Gaelic, in Irish Gaelic, and in English. They also have a live album out, which is recorded live at Christchurch Cathedral in Manchester. Now, this is where I kind of get stuck because I can't give you the album name, unfortunately. It's something unpronounceable anyway. But the song is called Transatlantic. So if you search Transatlantic, then you can find the album. I'm absolutely sure of that. So goodbye to Canada for now. And hello to Oceans, keeping with the watery theme. I didn't know I was going to do that, but hey, it's Coldplay, and I think a wonderful album, in my opinion. Wasn't it Chris had released it, something to do with Gwyneth Paltrow and their breakup or something like that? I don't know, but it's very good and inspiring in terms of his songwriting, in my opinion. Have a listen to this anyway.
Wait for your call. Call never came. Ready to fall, ready to claim. I'm ready for it all.
Okay, so I've got two more songs to play after this one, but just wanted to kind of come in and really say what I've actually been doing, really, in 2014 regards music. Many of you will know that if you follow myself at VR Podcasting and Claire Randall, that we like to do songs. We haven't done as many songs this year as we've done last year, but I think we'll rectify that as we get towards Christmas and as we get towards Christmas and that kind of thing, and maybe even within the month of October, all being well. But it's always good when you are with someone that loves music as much as you do, and is we always have this argument, but more talented in my opinion than I am. She really is a talented Claire, and we've done and had the privilege and the honour of the last 18 months of doing some really, really lovely songs with her, and just been able to stretch myself in my own right as well, and she and hers. But we're very much together on the whole music thing, and we'll be enjoying more of that. I hope you guys will too. So search up and down our respective audio blogs on Audio Boom, and you will find what we've been up to in that regard. But just couldn't really talk about music and influences and that in 2014 without talking about that, really. Anyway, that's that, and that was Coldplay. I'm going to find that out now, and we're going to go somewhere else, somewhere completely different. Got to find yourself
distracted. Anyway, you were saying, wait, now they're waving me over, can I call you back? Yeah, everything's fine. Why am I don't know why. I probably just need sleep, it's been a busy week. Sorry, I've got to go. Sorry, okay, bye. This is just so unlike us. Horizontalisms. If we could win just one small touch. Contact versus telemiscommunications. Plan foiled, sirens pass by, kids screaming, the longest public announcement. Reach chicken, finally got through, running for a flight, shoes off, you're calling, voicemail, in joke, group laughter, closing scenes, in a meeting, angel, what didn't you tell me? 1 second, someone needs directions, can't you see I'm on the phone? This is just so
So gave you a little more time with that one. Incredibly unique artist in my opinion, and yet in some ways commercially relevant. I think the one and only in my humble opinion, but Imogen Heap. And she fairly recently, in fact the last month or so really, released an album called Sparks, which is her latest album. And this song, as you might have guessed, is all about miscommunication. It's called Telemiscommunication. And you need to look up Imogen Heap. She's just incredible. And the way she writes, the way she sings, the way she performs. She does live concerts with like some kind of almost like magic glove, where she can do gestures with this glove that she's had made, and it will make different things happen with her synthesizers and stuff. Almost reminds me of like a modern day Howard Jones, if any of you remember Howard Jones back in the 80s. But this girl is bang up to date. But just as I said to you before, I love good lyrics, and there's no exception here. Incredibly well-rounded, well-talented person. Worked with lots and lots of people on this album, particularly sort of members of the public, and she had a thing, I think it was called Songs from the Chair, where she would have this chair at various parts of the country and people could come and suggest ideas for lyrics and all the rest of it. Anyway, that's Imogen Heap. We have time for one more song. I did have eight carts in Boschuk, but I thought six would be enough for now anyway. So this is Imogen Heap, fading out for now, and...
Now you know.
Something with a bit more.
Now you know.
A good old-fashioned oomph to finish with. And I'll tell you more about this song in a minute. Last song from me. And I hope you've enjoyed it. I'll say some thank yous before we go.
We were friends. We were lovers. In a wave-washed town. Hand in hand. We walked by the water. As the day went down. With a dimming of sunlight on your face, you swore you never would leave this place and stay with me forever in the West Country. When you left that day, you kept my key. I tell you, these hills and the rolling sea, they're yours forever if you come back to me. I dream we sway by the ocean, my hands on your hip. When I wake, you're whispering, find me. It's your taste on my lips. I gained the world, I lost the prize. 'Cause you're living out there under urban skies. We're right back here in my arms, is where you should be. Soft valley and the granite contour, the woods, the fields, the ancient moors, they're yours forever if you come back to me. Now you know.
Okay, that's Stephen Knightley, or Steve Knightley, with a song called Now You Know. You can find Steve Knightley on iTunes and I guess on Amazon and all the rest of it. Also look for Western Union. That's the band that he's been with for a very, very long time. And it's again very much in the sort of folk scene genre. And again, you get the lyrics there, you know, some really, really lovely lyrics there. He's got a great voice, in my opinion. You can imagine him shouting all this live. In fact, I've got a live version of this I was going to play, but I thought this one had a bit more sort of what I wanted for the end of this particular boom. Again, would like to say some thank yous then, as I promised before, to Raquel for... Is it Raquel? Raquel, isn't it? It's, you know, visually impaired people, this, that thing with screen readers where they don't always say things the way that they're meant to be said, especially people's names and address names and things like that, so you often get some slight amusing confusions. But whether you're visually impaired or not, join in with Octava, it's fantastic. Oh, I'm in the mood, I really am. I love sharing my music with people, and all the themes are already up there. You can follow the Octava account on Audio Boom, and I can't remember what it's called now. Octava Topics, I think. Octava Topics. So go and follow that, and I will see you tomorrow with whatever the theme is. I haven't looked yet. I did, but I haven't looked since, so I shall have a look, and I'll speak to you all soon. Bye bye.